tweet at Today SOR.
Technology company Apple deployed a host of stars at its spring event in California yesterday as they announced TV as their next target for global domination with the launch of Apple's own streaming service. Hollywood stars including Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, Reese Witherspoon and even Sesame Street's Big Bird were all there at the announcement to promote new projects which will be available on the subscription Apple TV Plus, while the Apple credit card was also unveiled. Irish Times technology journalist Ciara O'Brien joins me now on the line for more on this. Ciara, was this Apple TV Plus expected by the tech community?
It's been something that's been rumoured for a long time. It's picked up pace in the past couple of weeks. So yes, I mean, the fact is that Apple has been building up its TV team for some time. So we were expecting some sort of video streaming service, and we pretty much got what we expected. There's a few different elements to the announcement. Yes, I mean, first of all, there was the Apple TV Plus service, which, as I said, it's the original content. They're working with a whole host of stars and some of the TV executives that are responsible for bringing programs like Breaking Bad to TV. There's also the Apple TV app, and that will allow people to pay for, basically bundle the channels that they want. So in the US, you don't have channels like Showtime and HBO, and people will be able to basically pick the channels that they want, pay for them as a bundle, rather than have to get five or six different services or pay for a whole heap of channels that they don't actually want. But the most excitement was around this Apple TV Plus channel. And it's an interesting thing because it's probably the first Apple launch where there hasn't been some sort of hardware element to it, unless you count the metal credit card. But we're not really counting that as a hardware thing. So it kind of shows the direction that Apple is going in now. I mean, yesterday they announced the TV service. They also announced a streaming game service. A game subscription service. They announced a new service, and then they announced this new credit card. So instead of relying solely on, say, iPhones and flogging some iPads, they're now kind of moving away from that. And yeah, so it'd be interesting to see where it goes.
And they've got a relationship developing with old and new media. I mean, for instance, the Wall Street Journal, I think, is part of this, though the New York Times took fright at the prices that were being asked. Los Angeles Times are in on it, and a whole load of magazines as well.
Yeah, there's about 300, more than 300 magazines that have signed up for the News Plus app. The Wall Street Journal, we're not 100% sure exactly what content is going to be available from the Wall Street Journal, because there were some reports yesterday that certain content will still be kind of ring-fenced for subscribers. So you'll get some of the Wall Street Journal content, but not all of it. So the way it's working is it's going to be Apple's new way of you reading magazines, and it's kind of laid out for a very pretty way to read a magazine on your phone or your iPad. And it looks interesting. It does look very interesting. I mean, in terms of getting a one-for-all kind of subscription for magazines, I mean, there are apps out there that will do that already.
Sure, PressReader, I think, would be one example of it that people might be familiar with. Now, explain a bit more about this credit card plan, because you won't necessarily have an actual card in your hand.
Yes, this looks like it's going to be US only for a while. Whether or not eventually it makes it over here would be another thing, but it could push the banks into doing something similar. So it's a credit card that's designed for the iPhone. You can use it anywhere that they accept Apple Pay, and where the metal credit card comes into it is for the places where they don't accept Apple Pay. So what Apple has done is has created a cashback card. You get rewarded for using your card on a daily basis. So you spend money on your Apple credit card, you get 3% back if you're using Apple Pay. And there's kind of like a sliding scale. If you're spending money on Apple services, using the Apple credit card, well, then you get 3% cash back, 2% if you're just using it in other shops, and then 1% if you actually use a physical card. So they're really pushing towards using Apple Pay and getting Apple Pay into more places.
Yeah, and there's the tie-in with Goldman Sachs and indeed with MasterCard as well. But it might be all that appealing to people who run restaurants or stores of various kinds if they have to give 2%. Ultimately, they're the ones who are going to have to pay this, or at least it's going to be paired off their profits or their margins.
Well, it could be very appealing for consumers, because what they're actually doing is they're getting rid of late payment fees. And, you know, that's the one thing, I suppose, an interest rate they haven't really discussed yet, what it's going to be. So there is still a lot up in the air, but the idea that there's no late payment fees would probably be very attractive to consumers. And I suppose if consumers are going to be using this card, well, then, you know, retailers will have to offer it. I mean, it's kind of like a critical mass thing. You know, the more people that are asking for Apple Pay, you know, that's just it, yes. Everything is moving contactless anyway. So,
and interestingly, they're developing a relationship with Samsung and Sony, so you don't necessarily, you won't necessarily have to have an iPad or an iPhone to download the services. And again, how significant is that?
Well, the Apple TV app is what's going to be available to smart TVs. I don't have a list of the exact models that are going to support it, but I think it's significant in that, look, Apple want to get its services to as many people as possible. To do that, they're going to have to break out of the iPad, Mac, iPhone kind of system. Microsoft does something very similar with its software, that it makes it available across the board, even though it has its own. It has, obviously, it has its own devices. It makes sense to do it because it opens up a whole new world for people, because if you have a smart TV, a Samsung smart TV, you can put the Apple TV app on there, you're going to spend money on services. That Apple wants services, and this is kind of the new way that it's going, because there's only so many iPads you can sell, there's only so many iPhones you can sell before the market starts to dry up a little bit.
Yeah.
And services are the future.
What about the quality of what they're going to offer, say, with the TV Plus? I mean, is it going to rival other services like Netflix?
Well, the funny thing is that Netflix were actually asked if they wanted to integrate their content with it, or that's what it appears to have happened anyway. Now, Netflix have said they won't be integrating their content, but like in the US, there's Hulu is one of the other streaming services, Amazon Prime. That content is going to be available through the Apple TV app. So it implies there's a bit of competition there, but also, you know, that there's kind of a symbiotic relationship there. So Apple aren't trying to do everything at once, but they do want to kind of be this one place where everybody goes for their content. So the stuff that they're getting, I mean, like, they've signed up some fairly big names. I mean, they had the likes of Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Oprah, Steven Spielberg. I mean, Steven Spielberg was at his, well, he said it was his first Apple event yesterday. J.J. Abrams, Jason Momoa, M. Night Shyamalan, and there's a whole heap of basically heavy hitters that are going to be bringing content to Apple TV Plus. You would assume that at least some of it is going to be good.
Yeah, and I presume you said the same about Apple Arcade, which is going to be a gaming subscription service.
The gaming subscription service, yeah, that's going to appear in the App Store as a tab. And where this will appeal to people is particularly for developers. I mean, you can create a fantastic game and put a price on it, and then it gets lost in among all the free games. What this will do is you set a subscription price, you have full access to all the games that are in that arcade tab. You can play them, not play them, whatever, but you're paying your money every month. Developers will get money, Apple gets money, you get some decent games kind of thrown in front of you, everybody's happy.
Let's hope so. Ciara, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Ciara O'Brien, Irish Times technology journalist, on that announcement from Apple.